But as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, in order to bring about, as it is this day, to save many people alive. Genesis chapter 50, verse 20. 11 grim faces stared anxiously down at the floor. Though all eyes were on the ground, all attention was focused on the man enthroned at the front of the room. Huddled in tense silence, the 11 knelt before one of the most powerful rulers in the land, knowing that he had the authority to execute them. Garbed in distinctive fashion, fitting his office, and flanked by guards and servants, the Prime Minister looked down on these humble herdsmen as they stooped before him. His long history with these men included especially vivid memories of pain and rejection. They had wronged him unthinkably in the past. Now the tables were turned. With a word, he could enact severe retribution on those who had betrayed him. Is that the action Joseph would take against his brothers? Their father Jacob had just died, and together they had buried him. Now they were bowing before their brother and begging him for mercy, fearful that, with their father's passing, Joseph might finally seek revenge against them for the severe cruelty they had perpetuated against him decades earlier. Minutes felt like hours in the somber anticipation of Joseph's decision. The brothers braced themselves for the worst. Reuben, the oldest, had long blamed himself for what had happened to Joseph. Judah, too, felt the stinging weight of guilt. He was the one who had initially suggested selling Joseph into slavery. But all the brothers, except for Benjamin, the youngest, had been involved in that unthinkable act of treachery. They were all blameworthy. Was this the day their crimes had finally caught up with them? When the silence was broken, it was not with a voice of angry threats or harsh punishment. Instead, it was the sound of weeping. The brothers' gloomy expression softened with bewilderment. One by one, they slowly lifted their gazes, curious to see what was happening. Joseph looked back at them with a forgiving smile, tears tumbling down his face. His tears proved contagious, as they all wept. Struggling to regain his composure, Joseph collected himself long enough to release the compassion that was in his heart. The Genesis account records his words, "Do not be afraid, for am I in the place of God? But as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, in order to bring it about as it is this day, to save many people alive. Now therefore, do not be afraid. I will provide for you and your little ones." And he comforted them and spoke kindly to them. Genesis chapter 50, verses 19 through 21. Unlike those who breed a seething hatred and desire for vengeance, Joseph treated his brothers with an undeserved favor. But how do kindness and love get cultivated in the heart of one so wickedly treated? The answer is found in Joseph's theology. He had a clear understanding of God's providence. In that moment, with his brothers before him and his trials behind him, Joseph articulated a perspective that summarized the story of his life. God is in control, and we can trust him for the outcome. Joseph's story has been retold many times and in many ways.